10,000 miles of lost public paths across England and Wales are at risk of disappearing forever in less than 6 years. The Ramblers is calling on people to join them in the fight to save rights of way across Norfolk.
Miles of Norfolk paths could be lost to us forever by January 1st, 2026. That stark warning comes from the Ramblers, guardian of the national rights to roam. The reason for its alarm is a government deadline set years ago to find, document and preserve historic routes across the country. The Ramblers say that up to 10,000 miles of paths could be gone for good, unless we act now. They have launched a campaign called Don't Lose Your Way, which aims to mobilise volunteers to research vanished routes and submit applications to the authorities to have the routes legally reinstated. There are various reasons for paths to go missing. When the government passed the National Parks and Access to the Countryside Act in 1949, every council and local authority in England and Wales was required to create a definitive map of all the rights of way in their area. Some areas were more thorough than others. Many paths never made it onto the map and have long since become lost, overgrown, or forgotten. One of the army of pathfinders looking to rediscover them is David Omerod, a retired medical researcher who lives near Swaffham. He has put his data handling and research skills to good use. I got into this because there is a little road outside my house, which the county council considers private, but the path is at least 400 years old. A public right-of-way remains a public right-of-way unless it has been closed off in the courts, says David. He has compiled a dossier of evidence on the route, which he has submitted to Norfolk County Council for examination, and he hopes for final approval. He adds that he understands why the government has set a deadline to close the issue, but he feels it causes problems. What it does is put the interests of the public against the perceived interests of the landowners, he says. But all we are doing is establishing the facts. That's all we do. His research work is thorough. First you walk it. If you think there's a right of way on it, then you're legally covered. Sometimes you find things that indicate it's a drove road. For instance, if it runs between ancient hedges and trees, says David. He scours the local records offices, the National Archives at Kew, and the Land Registry for information about old paths, and checks maps. Lots of maps. There are drainage maps, railway maps. I've got one on the east side of Swaffham where I can show that the Lord of the Manor cheated when the railways came through. Tithe maps, Norfolk maps by Faden from 1797, by Bryant from 1826, the Ordnance Survey from 1824, and maps from the enclosures. Once the evidence is harvested, David prepares his case. I submit all my evidence. My applications are probably 30 pages long. I have photos as well. Norfolk County Council look at the evidence, look at their own evidence, and come to a recommended judgment. They announce that, and the landowners have the opportunity of agreeing with it or disagreeing with it. If it's disagreed with, and no agreement can be found, it goes to a tribunal. The Ramblers is looking to the public to help the work to save the lost paths. It has the Ramblers Don't Lose Your Way online mapping tool, which compares historic maps side by side with current ones, making it easy to spot and mark where paths are missing. Once you're registered, you can check as many squares as you like. Jack Cornish, Ramblers Programme Manager for Don't Lose Your Way, says, "Joining our group of citizen geographers to help us map lost rights of way online is really easy. You can choose to check the area where you live, or pick grid squares at random. Anyone who loves walking and exploring their area, or likes to pore over historic maps, will probably find it a bit addictive. It takes just a few minutes to check a square and register any missing paths. But by doing so, you'll become part of history, part of the movement that puts these paths back on the map for generations to come. We want as many people as possible to help us achieve our goal of checking every map grid square as soon as we can, so that we have a record of every single path missing from the map."